The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
If you want to pump your body and expand your mind, there's only one place to go. Mind Pump. Mind Pump. With your hosts, Sal DiStefano, Adam Schaefer, and Justin Andrews.
Welcome back to Mind Pump. Please subscribe to our awesome show. One of you lucky subscribers will receive a nude picture of Adam.
So subscribe. Do not tell people that, bro.
You know how many subscribers will get if they think they're going to see you naked? All right.
A lot more.
What
gay
do they have to do?
A lot more gay followers. I've already got a ton of them.
I love the gays. Let them say that they're awesome. All right. So let's talk about a subject. We're going to talk about a subject that we all have powerful feelings about.
Whoa.
Yeah, powerful feelings about.
Whenever this guy opens, dude, I tell you what, he's the master of
building up the intent. The tension.
Where are we going here?
I want to talk about something we all have very powerful feelings about. It's something that has penetrated the industry, kind of changed the conversation a little bit, maybe irritated some of us.
Powerful, penetrating, irritating.
What is this commercial for?
Is this sex?
It's an STD. No.
Did we get sponsored by Trojan lately?
Yeah, no.
Did you not tell us something about our radio station?
You might want to put one on your body because we're about to get fucked on this subject. let's talk about CrossFit.
Oh,
we love CrossFit. Let's talk about CrossFit a little bit.
Yes.
I'll let Justin begin because Justin has been itching. Itching and scratching.
It's like a rash.
Yeah, talk about CrossFit.
I gotta address it.
What would you like to say about CrossFit? That's the first rule.
I have this big rash all over my body.
Yeah, and it's called
itches,
CrossFit.
And it's fucking CrossFit. I'm in the industry.
So tell us about CrossFit. What do you think about CrossFit?
Are we going positive first?
Well, just go.
I'm just going to say,
do you have anything positive to say about them?
I kind of think.
Yeah, let me hear some.
I've tried this before. Yeah.
Let's hear it.
No, I guess one thing that stands out is the fact that they have definitely impacted our industry, right? There's no denying it.
Okay, yeah.
They're here. We're all listening about it. We can't, get away from it. It's basically, so the good things, and I will go into a positive sort of spin on this just initially here. They've brought back, we've talked about this kind of like before, about the specific lifts, like the deadlift, the squat.
They've made them popular.
It popularizes,
certain
lifts, like Olympic lifting, to some degree. Like that was just something that I don't even know who was doing that besides people that were
lifters.
Yeah, Olympic lifters. maybe some programs in like professional athletes were doing it.
Well, seriously, we've all been in this. Think about this. All of us have been doing this for well over 10 years, right? So when you saw somebody deadlifting or squatting consistently in the gym, right? First of all, that was rare as can be. And normally they were. They were an athlete that was competing specifically for either powerlifting or an Olympic lifter. Like, literally, that's what they were doing.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. The squat racks had
it was very separate. Yeah, and so what they've done well is they've marketed themselves, and I look at them more as a company that is great at marketing, and like people are fanatics about what they've done, and it started out with Navy SEALs. I'm just trying to give a little bit of history, right? So that. It started out for the Navy SEALs. They're like trying to come up with the craziest shit they could possibly do, right? Let's get them super overly fatigued and then see how they respond and then, throw them through more super fatiguing shit. And then, it's half mental. It's half, killing your body. It's an endurance challenge. It's like all the above and then some and then throw other things in there. As far as me standing by like the programming side of it, I can't get behind anything that does not have any sort of academic, institutional backing. Let's just be completely clear about that.
Wait a second, bro. You have to get certified to be a CrossFit instructor, don't you?
That's complete bullshit. Okay? That's bullshit. That's something that they can have on a weekend.
Bro, I spent $1,000 and a weekend learning how to do this stuff, and you're telling me it's a waste of my time?
It's completely a waste. And not only that, like, this has been so accepted that, like, anybody that hears about this is going to say, oh, well, now they're using CrossFit on a negative sense to get publicity. So it's like this cult issue that you have to address. Like, okay, you know, I know I'm going to get a wave of negative comments that are going to flood in just because you're saying anything that doesn't, you know, parallel exactly what we're being taught in our little
boxes. They're brainwashed, bro. They're brainwashed already. It's crazy. If you are listening and you belong to a CrossFit box, right? It's not a gym. You get offended if you call it a gym. It's a box.
You know what else is called a box? Anyway, continue.
If you've belonged to a box, by this you could just tune out right now because this is a worthless radio for you to listen to.
No. You know what? Listen to our show.
No, they can't, dude. They're brainwashed already right now. It's just tune in next week because this one right here is just not for you right now, and you're not going to agree with anything we have.
Unless you want to build more muscle, burn more body fat,
unless you want to
train more effectively
and not destroy all your ligaments, and then you know, then still be able to move later in life. These are problems and things I want to address that, you know, there really are high statistics for people that are getting injured. And you cannot deny that. You cannot wrap around the fact that, like, each box is different and each program is different, you know, based off, you know, that's great. But if you're going to look at something as a whole and you're going to look at it as an institution, you have to say whether or not this is beneficial to somebody that's, you know, going through the program. Like, so say I've never even done fitness before. I'm going into a CrossFit box. You describe to me what it is that actually I'm going to experience?
Well, here's the thing with CrossFit. Yes, there's some good trainers and some bad trainers. This is true for anything that you do. But there is a general mentality. There is a general idea and concept of programming when it comes to the training, to the system. CrossFit is intense heavy. Intensity is the key, period. End of story. This is bad. Intensity is a tool to be utilized. That's the truth. You use it when you need it, and you modify it and move it up and down to get your body to move along. It is not the end result. That is not the goal. The goal is not intensity. The goal is not to go in and then you can't move anymore. Unfortunately, CrossFit tends to take that approach. And the real statistics on injury, Justin brought this up. These are real statistics now. When you look at all forms of exercise, there's only one form of exercise that ranks higher in terms of injuries, and that's long-distance running.
Ultramarathon.
The long-distance running has more injuries than CrossFit, and then second place is CrossFit. So the injuries are high. And the problem with it is, number one, it's intensity is the key goal. That's it. Just blast yourself. And number two, it's their programming. And I'll point, and people are going to ask me for specifics. Well, here's a specific, okay? Olympic lifts. Let's talk about Olympic lifts for 30 seconds. Olympic lifts are highly technical exercises. In fact, they're so fucking technical that if you worked out for 15 years in the gym doing traditional bodybuilding exercises and then you went to an Olympic gym and you were really strong already, they would start you off with a broomstick. You would learn how to do these lifts with a broomstick.
Absolutely.
Because they're extremely technical. Number two, Olympic lifts. You never train them to fatigue. You don't do a snatch or a full clean to fatigue. You do...
Or start them while you're fatigued.
Never. Yeah. You do them, you do five reps, you rest. You never train them to fatigue because Olympic lifts... The slightest breakdown in form turns a safe exercise into a very dangerous exercise. Now, this is not the case with like a bench press or a curl or a shoulder press where you can actually, your form can be off a little bit and it might not be ideal, but you're probably not going to hurt yourself if you swing a little bit with a curl. But if you do power snatches and your form is off a little bit, you're going to hurt yourself. It's a matter of time before you hurt yourself. And what they do is they take these Olympic lifts and they insert them into fatigue-based circuit programs. So you're doing them in circles, you're trying to do them for time and how many I can do, and your form's gonna fucking suck. I don't care how good your form is when you're doing it normally, but your form's gonna fucking suck eventually because you're fatigued. And this is asking for trouble. This is what CrossFit is doing.
It's kind of like drag car racing without a helmet. You could do it, but it's probably pretty fucking stupid.
Well, how far, let me ask you this question. How far are you going to, if you're traveling from one side of the country to the other in a drag race car or let's say like a road rally car, like how far are you going to end up like with a drag racing car? Like you're going to burn out. Your engine's going to explode maybe like somewhere in Utah. Let's just say hypothetically.
I mean,
and then you're fucked.
I couldn't really.
You're stuck in Utah. Really of
follow,
all the places.
I couldn't really follow the example, but I think.
Come on, you know what I'm talking about.
You know what I mean, right? You know, we drive wrong guy, we drive a fucking drag car. But, you know, with CrossFit, they put these in certain these exercises. They're fatigue based. People's form breaks down. They get hurt, and in meanwhile, you're in this class setting where people are pushing you to keep going. Mm-hmm. Go fucking harder and harder and harder. And so injuries are super common. Results are not that common. Some people get results because they're working out. Some people get better results than what worked out there on their own because now they're deadlifting and they're squatting and they're doing other
things. Or they had previous athletic experience.
That's right. But otherwise,
they did in their-
otherwise, the whole thing, listen, this is what CrossFit gets you good at. CrossFit gets you good at doing CrossFit. Mm-hmm. They talk about it being the most effective form of exercise for sports. This is fucking false. Sports are very, very different from each other. Football, you train differently for football, then you train for basketball, then you train for baseball, then you train for swimming. CrossFit is not the best way to train for all these sports. The best way to train for all these sports is the best way you train for each sport.
But when are you at your highest performance? Like when you're going into the sport, when you're actually right. playing, right?
Right. That's when you really peak. That's when you push yourself.
That's when you perform.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
So
now I want to hear Adam because Adam, Adam's the opposite of CrossFit.
I very much so. So here's one of the biggest problems that I see, is it's unfortunate because why people will argue this till they die is because you have some people who have worked out before in their life and now they say I'm in the best shape of my life doing CrossFit, mm-hmm. you know, and so. To them, you could sit here and tell them all this stuff all you want, but inside their heads already, they've been shown that, you know, training themselves till they throw up every single workout and destroying their legs to where they have a hard time walking around for the next 4 to 5 days has been the most effective modality of training for them to get themselves in shape. So that's the unfortunate part is that these people have, because of this great marketing, like Justin said, and all these people have jumped on the bandwagon and started doing it. Now a good majority of people have seen great results from it. Mm-hmm. Now the problem with that is, you know, sometimes all the majority means, you know, sometimes all that means is all the fools are on the same side. You know, and that's really sad, but it's true in this situation with CrossFit because 90% of the people that join CrossFit, you join CrossFit for the most part. Okay, I'm not saying everybody, 90%. Join because you want to get in better shape. You want to change your physique. You want to look better. There is that small 10% or less that actually are aspiring to be a CrossFitter or cross game, whatever the
who
fuck.
Competes in the sport of CrossFit.
So, I think that's important about before I bash the shit out of them. I think it's important you understand why. And the reason why I'm so anti it and the opposite of it is because I'm in the sport of looking better. And I'm trying to build the ultimate aesthetic physique. I don't give a shit if you row faster than me, jump higher than me, punch harder than me, and most certainly deadlift after a 5 mile run more than me. So all I care about is when I get on stage and the judges are judging my body that I'm symmetrical, that my shoulders are proportionate to my chest to my legs and my calves and so on and so forth. So I'm always building the ultimate look. Now, the sad part is the 90% of the people that are in the same boat as me just don't want to agree and say that. They want to say that, oh, they think they are going to compete in the CrossFit Games one day. Or they want to act like that's, you know, oh, I just want to be healthy and in great shape and this gets me healthier and better shape. And that's it's a crock of shit. You know, if you're working out and you're working out in the better state, there you want to look better. Let's be honest. You want to feel better. You want to look better. It is not the best approach. Not only is it not the best approach, it's probably one of the worst approaches because here's the problem. You start training that way and you get these phenomenal results. Here's the thing. It hasn't been around long enough for us to see the long-term effects of the fucking joint issues, all these injuries that are happening now.
We're seeing them.
And what happens to the guy who for, you know, 8 years did CrossFit hardcore and maintained the best shape of his life? Then he goes to eating like he does because he doesn't ever learn how to eat properly other than his paleo diet is what they all believe in, right? And he goes back to eating
right.
bad, and he doesn't have that intense workout every single day that burns 5,000 calories because it's so ridiculously high, that you're now he puts on excessive amounts of weight.
Well, let's talk about health. You know, it's not the healthiest way to train either. No. If you want health and longevity, then balance is the key. So Adam is talking about training for the sport of physique to look a certain way, or to look, even if you're not competing in physique, to look a certain way. If you're training for health, CrossFit's not good either, because health and wellness don't come from the extremes. Health and wellness come from balance. And if you examine populations where people live a long time with lots of long-term health, you go to what are called the world's blue zones, where people a disproportionate amount of people live past the age of 100. These people do moderate intensity levels of activity on a daily basis, and they don't eat
restrictive calories.
Yeah, they don't eat. They don't eat extreme. They don't exercise extreme, and that's what health and wellness is. Now, again, if you want to compete in CrossFit and you want to be really good at CrossFit, then you probably should do CrossFit to an extent. However, I will point something out. Most of the top CrossFit athletes do not follow the exact workout of the day thing. Many of them go to specific Olympic training camps. Many of them do powerlifting. Many of them do auxiliary work that you don't find in your box. Right. So, and a lot of people don't know this little secret, but I do.
I think that I go on the other end of the spectrum. Like, so Adam was talking about like building for just purely aesthetics. And like, for me, it's really about building like this fundamental sort of movement that my body's capable of and can sustain for, you know, from here on out. And for me, there's a lot of crossover. So like what I do is a lot of functional exercises that look like CrossFit. So everybody like that may see like the way I train some of my clients or whatnot, it looks very similar because there's a lot of concepts that CrossFit has adopted. And they've done a great job of extracting a lot of different concepts.
Yeah, like pushing a sled or flipping a tire.
Right, or gymnastics or, you know, using rings or suspension training or
sleds. But you've got programming. Individualized programming.
It's completely different, but people don't understand that. Mm-hmm. And here's the thing is that, you know, it's just tough because that's something that, like, I'm always going to have to sort of address and define as far as, like, okay,
what's the difference?
What is the difference? And so,
well, I don't want to interrupt you, but I think it's important that you explain deep what you're getting into, because here's, I think it's a very big piece that people are disconnected and they don't understand. Because if you're somebody who loves CrossFit and you believe in it, this is the part that you think is why it's so good. Exactly what you're saying. You do all these great functional. If you were to ask a person,
you can
like I row one day, I bike another day,
variation, right? It's so interesting.
They will talk about how great this is. Now, what Sal is saying, that you're talking about how you actually utilize, and I do the same thing too with my clients. I do a lot of CrossFit stuff, so people think that I'm all into it also, but
it's exercises were around way the fuck before CrossFit.
Right. Flipping a tire was not invented by a CrossFitter. Right.
Yeah. Kettlebells existed back in the
1700s. Oh my God. Yeah, kettlebells.
So
its those, own little modality those movements, by itself.
I think it's important to explain to them that exactly where you're going to, a little bit more in depth, because this is, I think, one of these points that if you're somebody who is talking to your friend who is a huge CrossFitter and you're trying, maybe you listen to our radio and you're trying to talk to them about like, hey, you know, I was listening to these guys and they're explaining that this is the point right here, that they're going to defend themselves by talking about how great it is because how they do all these different functional movements. But what's so bad about it is...
Well, I have no problem with actually like taking all these different concepts and then putting it together. In fact, that's what has really defined like the way that I train people. So I seek out information. I seek out different mobilities, you know, different modalities rather that... I can utilize and I can, you know, people can benefit from. And, you know, training, it creates a new stimulus. It creates something that people are going to be interested in and actually, you know, gain from if they need some sort of shock in their programming. A lot of, as far as me personally and my beliefs, like I like to train the body as an entire piece. So I want everything to function at its optimal, you know, ability. And so, for me to do that, I have to address things one thing at a time. So one thing at a time I start off with is, you know, how do I have to assess the person.
Right. How do you do a clean? Oh, you can't because your shoulders are
there. I'm not even getting there yet.
Right. Right.
Is my point. I want to look at you and see your ability as far as your movement.
Yeah. Right. How do you
how
walk?
How effective you
how
are.
Well
yeah, exactly.
How well do you walk
get up
straight?
From the ground?
Yeah.
You know, like how do you squat? Like, what's going on with your knees? What's going on with your ankles? What's going on with
does
your
CrossFit,
back?
Does CrossFit do any of that?
You know,
they
say, like,
they do like a, they have, they call, I think they, I don't know what they call
they
it.
They have like a beginner class.
Yeah, they have a beginner.
It's a class,
yeah.
But it's not an assessment.
And they have to graduate to the next level. Yeah, it's not.
I'll tell you what I fucking hate. The dude in the gym that does CrossFit. Get the fuck out of the gym.
Go to your box.
With your 15, go setting, to your box, you set your 15 dumbbells out. You run on the treadmill. You come back. You do your weird shit. Get the fuck, you're, okay. And here's the other thing I can't stand. What is a kipping pull-up?
Oh, gosh. You did it. That's my... I didn't even get the chance to talk
thank
about how
for,
much I hate...
bringing it back to the negative.
That is, yeah, right. That,
why are you fucking swinging on the bar like a
dude,
monkey?
That is the...
Which, it looks fun,
dude,
but stop doing
the
it.
Stupid... You're talking about exercise, though.
Dude, they do it in gymnastics, 'kay. Just to be fair, but at the same time, like, it is so specific to, like, movements that you're trying to produce in gymnastics.
Right. Yes, to do a move,
by themselves.
Dude.
You're putting so much tension and stress there and impinging the shoulder that I can't even tell you.
Oh.
Like,
dude,
why is that
also,
good for you?
It's so retarded. It's you're taking a movement that is so beautiful. Okay. It's up there with squatting and deadlifting.
Yeah, pull-up is fundamental.
Pull-up is one of the best muscle-building things for your back, right up there with deadlifts.
And like, you have no interest in being a gymnast, yeah. And we're going to make you do a kipping.
And then you do this.
Just work on your strength,
you
man.
You do a
like
kipping pull-up.
Strong first.
And you, yeah, and it's just, oh, well, it's painful to watch someone do it, dude.
Well, you know, what they did is they took a whole bunch of stuff that they thought was cool. This is exactly what happened. This is what the owner did. This is, and you know, I got a little respect for him because the dude marketed things amazing, and he's brilliant in the way he's done that.
Oh, he's so pro. He's probably gonna have these knuckleheads doing something.
And
really
I'll tell you what, I respect the fuck out of you. So even though I'm talking shit about your program, I respect the shit out of you.
Ditto.
I know what you did, bro. I know exactly what you did. You took a bunch of shit you thought was cool from different things, and you said, "Oh, gymnasts do this, and weightlifters do this, and this. Oh, and let's eat like a fucking caveman because that sounds tough." Let me tell you about paleo. Okay, let's just talk about paleo for a second.
Let's talk about
paleo for a second. Do you know what cavemen ate? Whatever the fuck they could.
Yeah. Rats.
Do you want to eat like a real caveman? Then you eat insects.
Yes.
You eat bark.
Yeah,
you eat
rats,
dirt.
Right?
You eat your friend's shit.
You are lucky if
you,
you
eat your
you
dead
ate
friend.
Like an animal.
Yeah. Your friend dies. You eat his fucking leg. Cavemen ate whatever the fuck they, whatever they could.
Yeah.
There is no such thing as a paleo diet. Okay. Let's be straight up here.
God, I'm gonna,
that's the 100%.
I'm going to have to bring that one up.
That's a sound clip. Advice.
That is 100% scientific truth. Now, is paleo healthy? Sure, it's healthy. You're eating fruits, vegetables, meats. Yeah, it's fucking healthy.
You're
but stop
away
calling
from
it
grains and any
yeah,
sort of like refined
yeah,
sugar.
But let's stop calling it caveman diet because it's not a caveman diet unless you're throwing freaking beetles and fucking your friend's you know thigh and you know
you're
some mud
spiders
them.
Right off of
yeah,
the. Yeah,
you're not
web.
Eating like a caveman.
Yeah.
So shut the fuck up. Oh, and by the way, cavemen lived till they were 30. So I don't know if you necessarily want to follow the caveman
dude,
lifestyle.
Dude, but they're ripped.
Yeah, were they ripped? Were they? I picture cavemen looking like a bunch
big
of
big old foreheads.
I picture cavemen looking like a bunch of concentration camp victims because they can't find food and they're trying to survive.
That's what he's ripped. Dude, they were ripped. Or they
yeah,
were shredded.
That's what I mean.
Shredded
yeah,
to rib cage.
You're fucking so shredded. I can see your spleen.
That's for the fasting, though.
Yeah. No, I don't want to be a caveman. You know, you died, all your teeth fell out, and then you couldn't eat anymore, and you fucking died.
You know, it just goes back to two. How I love how you get something like that, right? So you have this how paleo goes hand in hand with the whole CrossFit thing. It's just so funny to me that
it's brilliant, Adam.
Yeah, it is brilliant.
The
salesman
you go extreme
and
extreme.
It could have been. You know what? It could have been. It could have been the Zone diet. It could have been Jenny Craig and CrossFit. Right.
Jenny Craig. And
it could have been. It could have
like
been anything. And people would be drinking the juice, dude. You'd be drinking the juice because it's just.
You know what? I'm going to say this right now. Yep. We need to come up with our own diet. Let's come up with like, let's do like some obscure, like, you know, culture, like the Eskimo diet. Did you know Eskimo people don't suffer heart attacks?
The Jurassic.
Yeah, exactly. Eat like the Eskimo.
Dude, the
eat
Jurassic
seal,
diet.
Yeah, eat yeah. seal fat and fucking seal meat and,
oh, there you
and
go.
Snow
we,
and you'll get shredded.
Can we say how awesome what you're saying right now is? This
ketogenic
is so,
diet
this is so,
with
so,
I bet you,
you
I
know,
could, I bet you we could sell it. If I wrote a absolutely. Book called The Eskimo Diet and talked about all the health benefits of it, people would fucking buy it.
So why don't we give our listeners, we'll give you a little,
yeah, but they're
let
not
me give
ripped,
you a little 411. Let me give you a little bit 411 on all diets that are out there, okay? First of all, if you guys ever talk to a real registered dietitian, we'll tell you any diet that is restricting or taking a macronutrient that's essential to your body out of it is not an ideal diet. So anything that any cabbage diet, zone diet, okay, all these diets.
Cabbage diet.
So there's one law that applies, okay, to losing weight, okay, the law of thermodynamics, calories in versus calories out. It's the oldest law in the book when it comes to fitness. And they all are they all are based off of that first, and then they have this great, like what Sal is saying.
Hook.
Somebody did somebody did some study that cabbage does something great for your skin, and does this whole spin on That's how you it. Do this cabbage diet, and you can cabbage sell the shit of it. And all you have to do is you give them 1,500 calories. You give a male who is 6'5" and 250 pounds 1,500 calories with the cabbage. Bar,
personally.
Listen, I just got a fucking brilliant idea. Okay? I swear, listen to this.
Should we tell them or should we just sell it to them?
No, this is brilliant. This is brilliant. If I invented the pizza diet, but the pizza diet include, in other words,
dude,
you're only
the
ate,
cookie diet. No, remember
right.
that one?
All you eat is 1,000 calories worth of pizza a day.
Yep, you'll lose weight.
You will lose fucking weight. Exactly. It's called the pizza diet. You know what, Adam? We could sell that shit.
Yeah.
The pizza diet. And that's how they, guys, ladies and gentlemen, this is how they sell you their diet books. It's a low calorie diet with some kind of hook.
Exactly.
And
whatever is going to give you diarrhea will
all of
give
them.
You, make and, you lose
and,
weight.
All of
and
them.
And CrossFit is the low calorie diet with the hook in terms of exercise.
Beautifully. It's exactly perfect analogy. Exactly what it is.
Maybe we should end it there.
No, that is not. We are not ending that there. Are you kidding me? I'm just getting warmed up on CrossFit right now. That is just that should have been the kickoff. Yeah. The kickoff to CrossFit right there is that all this bullshit is. It's the same. Okay, we're going to blow up other stuff too, since we're blowing up CrossFit when it comes to this, is when you write something like a program that is and I hate to do this to fucking Tybo guy and the freaking Thighmaster chick
Blanks.
And Billy Blanks and
Suzanne Summers
and the P90X
and Insanity. And
listen
man.
To me, you guys. If it sold millions of copies, there is some sort of scientific backing to something that's going on in the program that has some sort of benefits.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. For sure there is. Okay. That's what why it sold, because some smart guy took one positive thing. Let's say P90X, for example. Let's pick on that one really fast. Okay. Super high intensity. You're doing all these plyometric work. You're busting your ass. Comes with this low calorie diet that comes with it. No shit, you're going to lose weight. Yeah, no shit, you're going to get ripped in that 90 days.
Is it sustainable?
Yeah, exactly. Are you going to get up every day?
Always, like,
yeah, is it sustainable? Is it realistic? Do you like doing it? Like, all these things matter. It's like, you guys do a little bit of homework and research. Everything out there. And that's also too why when I take on a client, I actually like to coach and educate on all this stuff. So I teach my clients all different types of dieting, all different ways, all different ways of training and explaining.
Well, I'll say this right now. The three of us have talked. We're obviously friends and we talk quite a bit. We have some of our own concepts when it comes to exercise. And I'll say this legitimate, straight up, 100% truth, that we have legitimate revolutionary concepts that are not utilized and discussed that are actual things that are effective and that are somewhat of breakthroughs, if you will, right? Wouldn't you guys agree?
Well, I like
some of the stuff we talked about, including how to utilize things like occlusion, maybe my trigger session concept. These are things that nobody uses that actually have some benefit that nobody's talking about. It's rare to actually see that in other programs. It's rare to actually see something like they're basically, most programs are rehashes of old programs.
Well, I think part of it when you talk about your trigger sessions and BFR and stuff like that, the reason why I feel like you don't is because we simplified something. It's something that's actually, it's a really simple. The science backing between your trigger sessions with the blood occlusion, like, it's pretty simple science once you think about it and break it down. And just by simply incorporating it into any program. Now, yes, we've gone and figured out like what are the most ideal ways to introduce it and everything like that. And that's just through trial and error of all of us doing it for so long now. But overall, the concept is, I mean, once we teach it, once we show everybody, and once everybody does their own homework and research, and like, you can look up and figure it out, it just makes sense. And that's the problem with a lot of these diets, these crazy things like CrossFit. They're just so crazy. It's almost like they're pulling this magic trick on everybody of like all of this crazy shit. And they distract you with like, really the reason why CrossFit's working so well is because
you're working out.
You're burning 900 calories to 1,000 calories.
It's because it's hard.
Yeah, it's hard as shit.
That's the only reason.
It's
I just say that? That people share that shit because it's like they're going through some sort of like groundbreaking, oh my God, like, oh, dude, can you believe what I just did?
You know,
that's
funny?
What it is. It's like the power of, like, you know, their peers. You know, they want to talk about their suffrage.
You know what's you know what's funny? If you take men who've been to war or people who've been in like very stressful situations, they tend to bond because of that stress. If you take a group of people and beat the fuck out of them to like almost death, they're all going to walk out and be like, we did it together. CrossFit does that. CrossFit built, maybe that's why it's a cult, because that's they all survive is, yeah. their workouts.
I'm
together.
Sure there is some, I'm sure there's something to back that up for sure. For sure. 100%.
And it works the same reason why Adam's cock works. Because it's hard.
Thank you for listening to Mind Pump. For more information about this show and to get valuable free resources from Sal, Adam, and Justin, visit us at www.mindpumpradio.com. Until next time, this is Mind Pump.